where women's issues intersect with HR and careers. In my role as an HR consultant and a career coach, I see where women's issues intersect with my professional responsibilities. For example, sometimes women are understandably distracted or preoccupied with their survival when they are in abusive, intimate relationships, or have left that type of relationship, for example, as discussed in these articles about how domestic violence affects the workplace and sexual harassment. From what some victims have said, and sometimes what's been left unsaid, those experiences are almost like living and working with a hidden disability. The impact is real, but it's rarely recognized, and it's something that many victims try to keep quiet due to ongoing stigma. Hidden consequences. These employees are often dealing with anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, missed work due to appointments with healthcare practitioners, psychologists, therapists, lawyers, court, etc. Generally speaking, these employees are women, but in fairness, there are men who face similar challenges, but with even less societal support. To make matters worse, often there are financial issues that add an extra layer of complexity and stress. Combined, all of these things work together in a way that works against productivity, career success, and thriving in general. It's easy to see how these circumstances contribute to lower performance at work and limited career mobility. Progress is getting closer. Recently, the Government of Ontario invested significant resources to raise awareness around the idea of bystander intervention in the context of sexual harassment at work and violence against women within the social realm. Here's a one-minute video called "Who Will You Help?" that summarizes it really well. It highlights the fact that it is often an HR issue and that silence often benefits the perpetrators of bad behavior. Online dialogue on women's issues. In June, in cooperation with the members of the Zonta eClub of Canada, which was still information at the time, I participated in my first Twitter chat. Basically, a Twitter chat is an online discussion or a QAMPA session that's built around a theme and scheduled for a specific time. This one was organized by Amber Nesrula, communications consultant, media advisor, and content creator. The guests were Glenn Canning, Man Up, and yours truly, Helen Ofosu. Glenn Canning is a cyberbullying activist who lost his daughter, Rete Parsons, to suicide after relentless online bullying. It's been argued that if one bystander had stepped in, her experience could have been radically different. After hearing Mr. Canning speak, a group of male high school students decided that they could be effective bystanders and improve the culture and safety of their peer group. They formed a group called Man Up. Their approach and their program have been adopted by at least Ottawa area schools. The Twitter chat covered the notion of healthy consent. It's a timely topic that resonates due to the recent John Gomeshi trial and the CBC, the recent Stanford rape trial, and the gruesome sexual assault in Brazil. In addition to the featured guests, others participated in this online chat that generated over messages, questions, and comments within the hour from people weighing in from Canada, the U.S., and Brazil. This Twitter chat online event was trending as the fourth most popular topic in Ottawa that evening, and it was in Canada. If you'd like to see exactly what was said during the Twitter chat, you can read the details here, even if you don't have a Twitter account. Contact me by email, phone, or via direct message on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn if you'd like to discuss any of these topics in more detail. More than career coaching, it's career psychology, IO advisory services, building resilient careers and organizations. Easily share this article using any of the social media icons below.